Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier's back, too. Jim has become a great member of our Brain Trust Management Consultant, specializing in leadership and training and organizational development and that sort of thing. He's been doing that for a long time. Director of Training for the Joel Barker Strategic Exploration Tools. You know, our good buddy Joel Barker, and He's been hanging out with us for a while now. Jim Schreier, welcome back to the show.
You're welcome. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. So you've got – well, let me set this up a little bit differently. Small business owners, managers, employers have two challenges today with regard to substance abuse. One of them is what you and I are going to talk about today, and that's – what's happening on the in the workplace. That's something you've been doing a long time. Another one that we should talk about before we're finished today is the fact that one of the serious crises in the workplace today is finding qualified people to take the jobs that we have. We have millions of unfilled jobs, good jobs, that we can't fill because we can't find qualified people. And qualified includes the fact that they can't pass a drug test. So that's something I'd like to talk about in a little bit. But the reason I'm bringing all that up is because it ain't easy being a manager and employer these days, is it?
No, it's not. And it's gotten harder for a lot of reasons. And some of it's occurred in waves. We've almost got three different cycles of substance abuse that have occurred over the last 40 or 50 years, and there's another major one right now with what's called the opioid crisis.
Right.
But it's gotten even more complicated because porn addiction has turned out to be another huge impact in the workplace. I mean, it's been around for decades.
What about gaming?
That's what I was going to say. The other biggest thing, one of the hottest issues now, is digital addiction.
Yeah.
And how workplaces are dealing with that.
I had an employee who could not get to work on time because he was gaming all night.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. It's becoming a huge issue, and it's one of the things that I'm now looking into to see if I can get some more information on how much organizations are facing that and how they're dealing with it.
Well, and the drug abuse thing, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago was alcoholism, right? And then, in the last half of the 20th century, we started having the drug issues. But these other two things, the porn addiction and the gaming, those are new degrees of difficulty we haven't had to face before, and it's really compounding our challenge, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's making it more complex because it's affecting organizations in terms of how they develop policies to deal with these things, how they react to incidents. And as you said, it starts affecting so many other things in terms of how well managers are trained to deal with these things.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, which I think is a huge issue that we could discuss frequently, is the hiring side of it, is what are organizations doing?
Well, talk to us about some of the research. This is research that you've been tracking and research you've been conducting. What does the research show about all this?
I've been doing this research since 1971, and I've been tracking both organizational experiences with substance abuse and their policies and reactions to it. And there's been a lot of changes over the years because of it, because initially, they started doing drug testing. They started being much stricter in terms of how they reacted to incidents. Then they kind of backed off, and there's some initial evidence right now, and I'm hoping my research will give me more insights into this. There's some research right now that shows over the last few years, a lot of organizations have backed off on drug testing for the simple reason that you made reference to in the introduction that, okay, we can't find people. We can't hire people because they can't pass the drug test.
So now we're in a position where we say don't ask, don't tell?
Yeah, almost. For some organizations, absolutely. They're saying they're not drug testing anymore.
Well, you know what? That may be fine if you got a desk jockey, but you put somebody in a 30,000-pound truck driving, you know, hauling chemicals, that's a different story, isn't it?
Well, the good news in those areas, and obviously the other one is pilots, is in those areas testing is mandated.
Yeah.
So law still requires that those testing. So it's the other organizations. It's the factories. It's the customer service positions that are out there where there's still some dangers, but where they may not be drug testing. But at least in the areas of primarily transportation, mm-hmm. the laws still cover that one.
Mm-hmm. So what are you seeing out there? What is the pervasiveness of this?
It looks like, and it's a little early for me to tell because the survey that I'm just starting right now, it just went live basically about 2 weeks ago. So I don't have any meaningful data to look at yet. But basically what it looks like is that in some cases, looking at what I had about 10 years ago, incidences were kind of dropping off. It looks like we had, I don't want to say, the right word isn't we haven't weathered the cocaine crisis, but we had sort of managed our way through it, and it looked like incidences of some drugs were down a little bit
right.
from the late 1990s.
Well, cocaine is not as handy as a pill,
is it? Now we got opioid.
Cocaine is not as handy as a pill, is it?
No. And that's what's happening now. Every source I have, and I have a son who's a drug counselor, opioid addiction is clearly beyond a crisis level right now. So organizations are clearly
having to deal with it. What does that mean?
Can
you quantify that? What does that mean?
In what sense?
In other words, you say it's beyond crisis. You got any kind of numbers?
Not specific yet because it's too early, but what some of the data is showing is that a huge percentage of cases that organizations are facing are opioid related. Mm-hmm. I do have one report that I'm going to see if I can find.
Hold on to that thought, Jim. We've got to take a quick break. Jim Schreier and I will be right back. Jim, you got a website?
Yes, for this one, it's hr-tracks.com.
hr-tracks with an s.com. Jim Schreier and I will be right back. We're going to cover some more of this research with him after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.